Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on October 20th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Many in the Labour and employment bar have responded to a prominent employment law columnist who said that the way that they typically allocate types of damages in employment dispute settlements is pretty close to tax fraud, and claimed that recent tax changes would put an end to the practice. In a Financial Post column published in early September, employment lawyer and Law Society of Ontario bencher Howard Levitt described what he called the employment bar's dirty little secret. Employee-side lawyers have been routinely settling their cases by illegitimately allocating the settlement amount to non-taxable damages awards, he said. Following the publication of Levitt's column, employment lawyers Erin Cuz and Jennifer Mathers McHenry co-authored a response on LinkedIn that 36 other lawyers co-signed. According to the response, there is considerable basis to conclude that Levitt's take on the CRA's rule change was completely wrong. Canadian lawyer spoke with Rima Khawaja, one of this year's top 25 most influential lawyers. She spoke about why she's so passionate about her work.
Here at the Commission, there is such a strong alignment with the mandate and the goals of the Commission and sort of my own personal, what I'm passionate about and what I feel. So you know, we're always here as at the Human Rights Commission. Our job is to promote and advance the Human Rights Code. And the goal is to always take the most progressive interpretation of rights that the law will sustain. So, I'm not ever in a situation where I'm arguing against human rights.
She also spoke about a recent 3-year inquiry she led examining how children are taught to read.
Any child really who is coming to school from a relatively disadvantaged or marginalized background is much more likely to struggle to learn to read when the education system isn't using evidence-based methods for reading instruction.
The report resulted in a major change in Ontario.
The ministry did announce that it would revise the curriculum, and as of this year, we have a new curriculum in Ontario, elementary reading curriculum, that fundamentally changes the way in which early reading is taught, moving away from an approach that encourages students to guess words or predict words from context cues or pictures in a book, and actually teaching them phonics.
A split bench offered up a divided opinion at the Supreme Court of Canada in a case that questioned the constitutionality of the Impact Assessment Act and held broader implications regarding the scope and reach of federal legislation, especially regarding protecting the environment. The reference opinion, written by Chief Justice Wagner, acknowledges that environmental protection remains one of today's most pressing challenges, and Parliament has the power to enact a scheme of environmental assessment to meet this challenge. But Parliament also has the duty to act within the enduring division of powers framework laid out in the Constitution. Click the link in the show notes to read more on this story. Recruitment agency Robert Half's new salary guide shows that the demand for legal talent continues to surpass the talent supply, and that the need for legal skills follows the high demand for law firm services in major markets. The hottest jobs on the market are lawyers with 4+ years of experience. As law firms struggle to fill full-time positions, they're seeking professional help to fill contract roles to keep projects on schedule, the guide says. When Jay Vigella joined Propel Holdings as general counsel 10 years ago, the Toronto-based fintech company was still a fledgling business, having been founded in 2011. He supported the company's exponential growth, ultimately helping to take it public on the Toronto Stock Exchange in 2021. Monitoring the modernization of financial services is top of mind this year, particularly given the current uncertain economic situation and high interest rates, which makes a company like Propel high in demand. He also continues to keep a close eye on cybersecurity.
We're seeing a paradigm shift with the proliferation and exponential growth of generated AI, and it makes cybersecurity critically important for all businesses, especially those that have the burden or privilege of safeguarding consumers' personal information. Not adequately protecting consumer data jeopardizes the relationship with consumers, shareholders, investors, and exhausts tech and legal resources. We're in an uncertain economic situation right now. Inflation is high, interest rates are high, credit markets are tight, and access to credit continues to be an issue. And fintech companies like Propel, that provide modern solutions to the age-old banking industry are in high demand.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.